This is the House Special Session Committee on PERS. It's Sunday, September 15th, meeting time 3 p.m. in room H174.
PERS Committee will come to order. Good afternoon, Committee. You will notice before you, you have PERS testimony on Senate Bill 1028B that we had on whatever day, was that Friday? Friday. That we did not introduce, so we are formally doing that now, and there you have it. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 1028B.
Sure.
Representative Cruz.
I move Senate Bill 1028B to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves Senate Bill 1028B to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do we have discussion? Okay. Representative Monis Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's very difficult for me to talk about PERS. There are a number of problems I see with the bill. First of all, I want to be very certain that people know that I strongly feel that there needs to be reform to PERS. There does. We have two task forces that are ready to submit to the next legislative session, hopefully all the implications that something like this bill would have. I think that we need to look at the interest, capping the interest at 8% until this debt is taken care of. We need to look at that. I think that the original intent of the PERS system was to go into to have a gain loss reserve instead of a money match, but that's just how things have evolved. I am very concerned about our retirees, our firefighters and our police, and the uncertainty that they may have with this bill going out as is, and I just wanted to put those comments on the record.
Thank you. Representative Lee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have some of the same comments, but also I feel that this is an issue that deserves a lot more of our time, and we heard commitments from all of the people from both employer and employee side of the PERS coalition that they were going to go back and work on this and bring their good work back to us in the next session when we should be dealing with this. To deal with it now doesn't gain us any money in the budget process, which is the main reason that we're here. And my concern in floating something out that we haven't carefully researched could cause further harm to the system than good. And we're already losing our state employees because we have low wages. We can't afford to keep hitting at what allows us to hire folks. We're going to lose them if we continue to degrade the benefit packages. So we need to really look at this in a much more comprehensive way. How do we retain employees while reforming the PERS question?
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
I was, in reviewing my notes earlier, I was particularly moved by the fact that the employers in the state of Oregon who have to pick up the tab would like to see us move more decisively. And I am concerned that we have had a number of years to work out some of the issues, and they seem to be getting worse and worse and worse as we roll along. And although I do not at present, the way that I presently look at it, feel that this is the ultimate solution, certainly it says something that we could not do as a committee the other day, and that is to give a date certain under which circumstances will move forward. And with that, I'm prepared to give a yes vote to go ahead and get this to the floor.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All right, seeing none, we are in work session. Representative Cruz has made a motion. And Sandy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Butler?
Yes.
Representative Haas?
No.
Representative Cruz?
Aye.
Representative Lee?
No.
Representative Monis Anderson?
No.
Representative Tootie Smith?
As a courtesy to the chair, yes.
Chair Wilson?
Votes aye. And Senate Bill 1028B, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. And the carrier will be Representative Cruz. Thank you. All right, work session is closed on Senate Bill 1028, and the committee is adjourned.